This is Monocle on Design Extra. It's a short show to accompany our weekly programme where we discuss everything from architecture and craft to furniture and fashion. I'm Ailey Evans. Capsule is a Milan-based platform that pays tribute to a lineage of Italian radical design. A namesake publication is released by the team each year during Milan Design Week, which in turn serves as the source material for a showcase called Capsule Plaza. In our pop-up studio, Monocle's design editor, Nick Manise, caught up with Capsule's creative director, Alessio Scari, as well as Paul Cornet, deputy editor of the title. Together, they discussed what radical design means today and how the team translates stories from the printed page into physical space. We hear from Paul first.
I'm coming from more from architecture indeed. I worked for over a decade with OMA and Rem Koolhaas. There I was developing, working on buildings, but also working on research program, part of the AMO entity. And we were working on books, research programs for institutions, brands. I'm actually originally more coming from the art side of things. So I think I've just been always interested by vectors and ways to communicate ideas, whether it's end up a building or a book or an interview with someone. And therefore it felt very natural with Alessio, I think, when we started discussing ideas to create this platform together.
Capsule was born during the pandemic, where we had really some very interesting conversations, me and Paul, about design, architecture, and in the publishing landscape, something different was kind of missing. You're an architect also working as an editor of a magazine, which is something that was very common in all these historical magazines that we researched and collected during the pandemic years, the Domus, the Casabella. You had like really Gio Ponti, Ettore Sozzas, Alessandro Gandini, all these incredible architects and designers also expanding their practice into the printed page and using back then the printed page as a laboratory of ideas. And this is how we started, and then the project is constantly evolving. Yeah, the printed page somehow stays the laboratory and then the heart of the ecosystem.
We subtitled the magazine Capsule as the International Review of Radical Design and Design Theory. And I think with Alessio and the team, since the beginning, we were trying to point this question of radical, or what it means to be radical today. And indeed, we've been very inspired by the magazine we were looking at. We're all from the 70s and 80s, and that was this sort of like a golden era of radical design. Today, we are a very different age. Everything is happening online. So we were to think of how we could design radical today. We're in a generation where probably there's a lot of chairs and sofas on the market. It's different from the 70s, where design was about being democratic. Everybody had to have access. But today we have so much things that maybe thinking about design in a more holistic way in terms of food is also a form of design. Sound is also a form of design. This design is so much more. With Capsule, we're trying to encapsulate all of these ideas.
Tell me what radical design means to you today. Why do we need to get radical again? Why do we go away from it? Were we getting bland and boring? Or what does that mean?
I mean, it's a lot of different answers. Actually, we have like a page in this issue which is a blank page, and we have like a headline that just says define radical. We are also leaving the readers, the audience, to bring their own angle to the question. I think that the project that we are like endorsing or that we are researching are all brought together, but this idea of, you know, looking at the essence of things, you know, and this can be express in very different outputs, but I think that being essential, the literal sense of the world, looking at the real sense of an object, of a project, of a city, of a house, it's being radical. The output can be minimalist or can be maximalist, but the common thread is being, you know, substantial and essential.
I'm going to throw it to you, Paul. I mean, does this come across in your work still as an architect? Is that how you interrogate things? Is this essential?
You know, this need of being essential is something that just drives a society, whether you're an architect or a designer or an editor or creative director or brand or gallery or an independent designer. one thing that we were looking at in this, this idea of defining radical is that radical in its root in Latin means means root, radice. Radical is radice. And we were very inspired by this idea because it means, what does that mean? That means you have to go to the root of things. You have to go vertical. And I think so, anything you do, for any creative field you're part of, it's all about that, how to be radical today. It's probably trying to get to the root of things.
I love it when like something very, very poetic really does translate across to something that you're trying to do. I mean, speaking of, I guess, translating across, we've gone from Capsule as a magazine, a print product, to Capsule Plaza, which is a physical space for people to gather during Milan Design Week. Why go from print to, I guess, presentation?
I mean, this was always, I think, the idea since the beginning, translating the ideas that we were like putting on the printed page into the physical space and engaging like a community. The immediate organic way of doing this was like organizing something in Milano, which is, you know, the city where I'm based, Paul is based in Rotterdam and all over the world. The magazine is really rooted in this legacy of Milanese design publications, and it's different from many design presentations because we're not only hosting, but in many cases we're also curating and producing the projects, and the curation and the orchestration of the overall exhibition, it's pretty precise. The goal at least is to curate it as a sort of group exhibition, so you walk from one room to the other and there are like meaningful connections that are bringing the projects together. And this year we have like a, you know, pretty cool novelty, which is a new location. So besides Spazio Maiocchi, which is our HQ all day, every day for like 6 years now, we're introducing 10 Corso Como, which is an historical retail space in Milano, historical exhibition space in Milano. And so we have projects across the two locations, and it's interesting like to almost connect two different neighborhoods, two different crowds.
Finally, I mean, how do we stay in touch with Capsule over the course of a year?
For us, Milan Salone is a big moment. It's the beginning of the year. We're going to definitely be around, and the issue will be here for a full year. A lot of stories you see in the magazine, some we are indeed presenting them in the context of Capsule Plaza this week. But we are saving some bullets for later in the year, and we'll definitely see us outside of Milan as well.
I mean, let's pick one. What's the one thing that's in the magazine that's at Capsule that people should check out, and why?
Many of the cover stories are expanded into physical space. This project with Nike around the Alpha Flight 3, which is the pinnacle of innovation for them, with an eye on the Olympics. So we have this installation designed by Lasca, that is the studio founded by Virgil Abloh. We are combining this sort of living space with a video installation. The Tiffany jewelry special is also presented in the form of a video installation at 10 Corso Como. Herzog de Moron, which is a pretty special story, telling the story of side B of the practice, which is their work with furniture. And we are presenting a selection of sitters, chairs and stools that they design over the course of decades at Corso Como. So again, a cover story that translates into a physical exhibition.
I mean, I think that's what's brilliant about this, is taking, you know, it's one thing to write and discuss these ideas, but it's another to actually physically show them.
Some conversations appear very well in the format of a magazine, and others just have a better impact if they are translated into spaces. So I think whether it's at Plaza or in a magazine, we're trying to create conversations and open a platform.
Alessio Scari and Paul Cornet in conversation with Monocle's design editor Nick Manise. That's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, then listen to our full-length programme, Monocle on Design, airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Or if you prefer print, you can pick up a copy of Monocle magazine. You can find it on all good newsstands now. Today's episode was produced by me, Maylie Evans. Thank you very much for listening.